right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
A lot going on with Larry King's divorce now. Sources say that Larry King, they hope, first of all, that his estranged wife, Shawn, doesn't drag out their divorce now. She has said, and friends have said, no. He's not doing well, apparently. I mean, he's not a young guy. And there are rumors that he had a heart attack, another heart attack recently.
Oh.
And he is not doing well at all, that he's pretty ill. And she doesn't want to make this a messy divorce. She just doesn't want to do that to him.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of want to take care of this. I'm sure there's a lot involved, but that's it. They say that she's been taking care of him for a while, and she wouldn't do anything to harm him or their kids.
Perfect.
In any way. So that, I hope so.
You know what?
You know, yeah, just step away. Shawn, you're still young. You got a lot of life left in front of you.
Yeah.
So step away. Aretha Franklin, she died with $1 million in uncashed checks floating around the house.
What?
This story gets more and more. Yeah, they had to do an inventory, of course, following her death. Had a check for $702,000. From the Screenwriters Guild, something, you know, there, yeah. Mike. Then there was another check for about $286,000. That was from her publishing company.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And her estate's supposed to be divided up equally between her four sons. But this is still going on because they found now three handwritten wills. There are three of them.
Oh,
one from 2010, or two from 2010, one from 2014. So, it's a mess.
If my kids are listening this morning, that's not going to happen.
No.
That's not going to be a problem.
No.
You're not going to find uncashed checks.
No, that is
just floating around the house.
What's a check?
Yes, I know.
Nowadays.
Wow, man. I mentioned yesterday Dancing with the Stars, the lineup, Lamar Odom, Christy Brinkley, they should just call the show Dancing is what they should call it. and Sean Spicer, Ray Lewis. Taking a stab at it. Bergeron is not, he's a little PO'd because of Sean Spicer.
Uh-huh.
He said it brings politics onto the show, and I've never wanted that, and I get that. Sean says, well, it won't be a problem. He said maybe it could unite America by him being on
the show. Well, maybe only we could hope.
Yeah. And if you're wondering what they make, $125,000 a show they make. If they stay on past week three, they get more, and it goes up.
Wow.
Caps out at about $295,000 a show.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it helps with the rent, that's for sure. I mean, that's, you know, decent money. And you get a lot of notoriety no matter who you are. It still puts you back on the map. So that's kind of cool, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
All right. Hey, listen, by the way, thanks to everybody who came out last night.
Yeah.
Scenic Brewing Company, 8410 West Desert Inn. Handed out another bonus clue.
Yes.
If you can figure out the location, the street address, city, state, zip. What's in my pocket? A lot of people were looking in my pocket. I'm like, what are you doing?
That's not the way to do it. Looking at Mike's butt is not the way to do it.
Not going
to
help you.
But it was flattering.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And I got a few phone numbers. So
there you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.